So Washington is awaiting that Senate Intelligence Committee report on CIA techniques. And with a week left before the holiday recess, there's the spending measure called the Cromnibus. The what? Well, the hybrid bill has to pass before a Thursday deadline, or there might be a government shutdown, that thing that leaders promised would not happen. NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving is here for a Monday look at the week coming up. Hi, Ron.
Good to be with you, Robin.
And as we just heard Paul Pillar say, this Senate Intelligence Committee will release its long-awaited report on the CIA's use of what the Bush administration called enhanced interrogation techniques. Critics called it torture. It's expected to say that the CIA went beyond what was legally allowed and lied about it. But as Paul Pillar just said, haven't we heard this debate before? How do you think that this report will hit Washington?
We have heard this debate before, and many of these issues have already been aired. Nonetheless, depending on how many names are really redacted and how much mystery still remains about some of the countries that were involved, this is going to have a major impact in official Washington. It's going to shake up a lot of human rights groups, and I think a fair number of foreign governments are going to be upset by it as well. You remember the extraordinary rendition part of this enhanced interrogation program, which involved not only taking people out of Islamic countries, but then taking them to third-party countries where some of these enhanced techniques were employed. Mm-hmm. So that's also going to be a factor here. Depending on how clear it is which countries are involved, they say that's not going to be spelled out, but it might yet be discernible.
Okay, so you say it is going to reverberate. We'll wait for that. On to the Cromnibus. This is the budgetary version of the Cronut. It combines short-term spending in what's called a continuing resolution, so that's the CR, and long-term spending in an omnibus catch-all bill, so Cromnibus. Now, there have been huge budget battles in the past. Last year, the government shut down over Obamacare. This year, Texas Senator Ted Cruz is saying, you know, maybe have a shutdown because he doesn't want to fund President Obama's plan on immigration. What do you think is going to happen here?
Well, the latest Cruz rebellion doesn't seem to be leading anywhere right now. Senator Cruz has a few friends in the Senate, but only a few, and apparently not enough to hold this up in that chamber. His greater strength has been in the House, where the Republicans have the majority, even now, even before we come back in January, and where the Tea Party presence within the party is larger, more robust, and pretty much unreconstructed. So where he has a posse of followers who are strong enough to deny John Boehner a majority, that's where he can actually have an impact. And we could still see something like that in the House, which makes John Boehner rely on Nancy Pelosi, his counterpart with the Democrats, to deliver some votes from the Democratic side to get this thing done. And the Democrats will give them that so long as the Cromnibus, as we are forced to call it, does not have too many measures that are just attached and coming along for the ride that push the Democrats too far.
And isn't part of the short-term spending the idea that the immigration plan would not be funded for long-term?
That's right. And last week, they've already had a vote disapproving of the president's action, his executive action with respect to deferred deportations. They call it executive amnesty, and they've already expressed their unhappiness about that. But they're also going to hold up the funding, or at least make it only temporary funding, for the Department of Homeland Security, which includes the people who are responsible for carrying out the immigration order.
Right, there you go. Health economist Jonathan Gruber, we want to ask you about him. He is going to be testifying before Congress tomorrow. He's considered an architect of the Affordable Care Act, and he's going to be asked, assuredly, about comments he made a year ago in a speech. It was taped. The comments surfaced recently. He said of the president's health care law, the stupidity of the American voter helped get the law passed, that trickery and lack of transparency helped it pass. He's apologized about this, but I can't believe the verbal knives are not being sharpened for tomorrow.
Oh, indeed they are. And he will be cut up badly in this hearing before a very highly partisan Republican committee that has been investigating any number of scandals, real and perceived, over the last several years. And they're really going to have a field day with Jonathan Gruber because he has provided, as you so nicely detailed, extraordinarily raw material for them. You know, and he was a resource for the design of RomneyCare in Massachusetts before Obamacare, and then again for the design of Obamacare in 2009. He's an economist at MIT. He provided highly valuable estimates of the cost effects of the legislation, both at the state level and federal. And these were used by a lot of people in our business and also by a lot of the people who really were the architects of the bill at the federal level. And then, of course, he goes out and he speaks his mind and he characterizes what he thinks of the American people and so on. Mm-hmm. And this could be just fodder for, you know, shouting contests on cable TV, except that there is a case before the Supreme Court right now that could really knock the pins out from under Obamacare.
Right. Ron Elving, NPR Senior Washington Editor, with a look at the week ahead. And look at this. We've run out of time. Can't ask you about the Royals' first visit to Washington. So sorry. I know you're so sad about that. Ron, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.